Problems with Tasha V. Forbes. And today I'm new to, not new to, God's Household of Faith. This is our first time here on Podbean. I am on Facebook. I am on YouTube as Problems with Tasha Forbes. And I do have Facebook under God's Household of Faith Church. So this is a different experience for the podcast as it relates to my ministry, as it relates to church. Today I'm coming on, I've been led by the Spirit to come on, and today I'm coming on with a lesson. So I'm going to go ahead and just pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, we thank you for the opportunity to come to study your word. With your guidance and wisdom as we delve into the topic of adultery. Help us to understand your truth and to apply it to our lives. May your Spirit speak through me as I teach, and may your word penetrate our hearts and minds. Lord, we pray for those who may be struggling with the sin of adultery, that you will convict their hearts and lead them to repentance. We also pray for marriages that have been affected by adultery, that you will bring healing and restoration. May this message today bring glory to your name and edify your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, if you look at the title once again, it should be The Consequences of Adultery and a Biblical Perspective. All right, once again, come on. Today we will deal with a topic that is most delicate and crucial for us to understand as believers, which is adultery once again. Adultery, as defined by the Bible, is the act of being unfaithful to one's spouse by engaging in sexual relations with someone other than the one's spouse. It is a topic that is addressed throughout the Bible. And today, we will explore what God's word says about adultery, its consequences, and how we can avoid falling into destructive sin. What does the Bible say about adultery? First and foremost, let us turn to the scriptures to understand God's perspective on adultery. In the Ten Commandments, God commands us, you shall not commit adultery. And that's Exodus 20:14. This commandment is clearly and unambiguous, highlighting the seriousness of this sin in the eyes of God. Furthermore, Proverbs 6:32-33 tells us, but a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself, blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame would never be wiped away. This verse emphasizes the destructive nature of adultery, not only to the individual, but also to their reputation and the lives of those around them. And you, of course, you know, New Testament, we can repent, but there is some implications. There is some consequences to sin, whatever the sin may be. In the New Testament, Jesus addressed the issue of adultery in Matthew 5:27-28, saying, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. This highlights that adultery is not just about physical action, but also about the intentions of the heart. And I know people say, you know, that means no one can go to heaven. People take it to the extreme. That means that, you know, every day we sin. So if I look at a woman, I've already sinned. No, The Bible, Jesus says, if you look at a woman lustfully, if there's sin in your heart, you look at her lustfully, then you commit adultery. You look at somebody and turn your head and go about your business, there's no thought, there's no lust in you, you had not committed sin. That's not sin. So we cannot be extreme about it. If you are extreme about it, it means that you have that lust, you have that sin in your heart, and you need to deal with that sin. Amen? God's response to adultery. Throughout the Bible, we see that God takes adultery very seriously. In the Old Testament, the punishment for adultery was severe, often resulting in death, according to Leviticus 20 and 10. This demonstrates the gravity of this sin in the eyes of God. In the book of Hosea, God uses the metaphor of adultery to describe Israel's unfaithfulness to him. Despite God's love and faithfulness, what the Bible says that, you know, when we are not faithful, God is faithful to us. Israel turned away from him and pursued other gods. This serves as a powerful reminder of how our unfaithfulness grieves the heart of God. Effects of adultery on marriages. Adultery not only has spiritual consequences, but also deeply impacts marriages. It destroys trust, intimacy, and the foundation of the marital relationship. The pain and devastation caused by adultery can be long-lasting and irreparable, leading to the breakdown of marriages and families. And I have been there before with my spouse. My husband committed adultery. But through time, I released it to God and moved on. How to avoid and stop adulterous behavior. How to avoid and stop adulterous behavior. Number one, guard your heart. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Avoiding adultery starts with guarding your hearts and minds against impure thoughts and desires. How you do that? You can do it reading the word, praying and fasting, killing your flesh, living by the Spirit. Them things, you resist the devil, he has to flee, turn to God. Resist the devil, turn to God, and Satan has to flee. It's not impossible. Just do that. Unless you want to be in sin. Just take the step. And consecrate yourself, purify yourself in the world. Live righteous, holy. Watch what you see, hear, say, listen. Just, that spirit will leave. It has to go. You receive your deliverance through practical things. The Bible says the word of God is simple and plain. Just take the necessary steps for any sin. Number two, stay committed to your spouse. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage will be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexual immoral. Stay committed to your spouse and prioritize your marriage. Plain said, stay committed to your spouse. And I'll people say, well, what if my spouse doing X, Y, and Z, and then you let your spouse know what he or she is doing is wrong, is affecting our marriage. Give scripture context to what you're saying. They're doing something that's against God, rather than not forgiving, whatever, for being forgiven, attentive, doing the things that against God, then you let them know, this is not right. I know I'm wrong. I got the scriptures, I'm applying it, but at the same time, it's hard for our marriage to work and for us to continue. We both have to be on the same page. We both have to do the same thing. Right? No retaliation, no tick for tack. We need to move on if this is what we really want. Right? Go to counseling. You go to counseling. Do what needs to be done. Do what needs to be done. Make sure you're doing, you know, what you need to do, and also pray. Ask God to reveal to you what's the issue, what needs to be done. Give you some instructions, some insights, wisdom on how to get back on track. Amen. Number three, flee from temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 reminds us that God provides a way out when we are tempted, when faced with temptation. Flee from it and seek God's strength to resist. Simple as that. You go into a place and they're doing things that, you know, is unseemly to God. Run, leave. Get up out of there. Don't pass go. Or don't pass stop. How you over the saying that phrase is, move. Leave. And someone might say, well, what if you had to be the place? Do you need to ask God to deliver you? Make sure there's nothing that's in you that will, the enemy, that make sure there's no gateway where the enemy can come in. Or you be receptive of this temptation. Do what you gotta do and leave. So if you're doing a job that requires to be an electrician, just an example, and the place you're going to is seedy, and what's going on is seedy, you know, like, pray for you before you go to work. Any job, anything you do, you pray before you go there. Ask God to protect you, protect your spirit, protect your soul, protect your mind. Be prayed up, put on a whole armor of God wherever you go. Do your job, leave. And what you see, ask God to go into worship, so God can go in and wipe all this with your memory out of your spirit, out of your soul, that you'll be cleansed and purified. Whatever you saw, whatever you did, to deal with, or if you came across, ask God to cleanse you so that you won't remember none of that. Right? There's ways. God will give you instruction if you ask. Number four, seek reconciliation and forgiveness. If you have committed adultery, seek reconciliation with your spouse and forgiveness from God. Confess your sin, repent, and make amends. All right? If your spouse says, okay, we can work this out, I'm gonna try, we can do this, whatever the case may be, you ask for their forgiveness, you repent to them. First and foremost, repent to God, repent to them. Ask God for instruction and wisdom how to deal with the situation. How to take your time. How to you may have to have long suffering with the spouse because some people are not easy to forgive, or some people have to hold grudges. Let's be honest. Some people get things and they hold on to it.